Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Jennifer on the phone. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish, and it is for Katie. Tell us a little bit about Katie. Who is she to you?
It's my daughter. Good child.
Needs a little help this holiday?
Yeah, she's had a pretty rough last 6 months or so.
Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to get Katie on the line, and then we're going to have you read your nomination. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Katie?
Hello?
Katie, it's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How you doing?
Good. And yourself?
We're really good.
We're doing good, Katie. I'm sure you're wondering why we're calling. At this time of year, we do a thing called Christmas Wish. And we got a nomination for you for a Christmas Wish from your mom, Jennifer. She's on the line. Say hi.
Hi, Mom. Hi. Sorry for being so nosy.
It's all right. Yeah, there's a lot of questions to be asked, isn't there, Jennifer?
We need answers.
All right. Well, listen, Katie, she wrote a really great letter. Would it be okay if she read that?
Yes.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead.
Okay, please. It's kind of hard for me to reach out as I feel I should be able to help my daughter. However, I'm unable to help with this particular wish. My daughter has been through a lot this year, so many others have. She's injured her foot, and that caused her problems with her employment. She lost her job, and soon after, she had a miscarriage. She's struggling with figuring out how to come back from this while raising my three granddaughters. She signed up for school and is doing well, and then her car breaks down. And this is a big hit as she takes the kids to two different schools and then heads to school herself. Once again, she comes back, and she's one tough cookie in my eyes, and I'm so proud of her and her resilience.
Katie, first of all, you know, we're sorry that you've had such a tough time as of late. You know, it's hard, and when stuff hits you like your foot and losing your job, and I'm deeply sorry for your miscarriage as well.
Thank you.
So let's turn a corner here and try to get things on a new path for you, okay?
Okay.
We want to try to just do a little bit to relieve you of some of the worries and burdens that are currently in your life so that you can pull yourself up and move on in a really positive way. So we have all kinds of sponsors that give us all kinds of things to share with our Christmas Wish recipients, including our new friend from the Pinery Christmas Trees. He wants to give you a Christmas tree to get things started. How's that?
Oh, that would be awesome. My kids would love that.
Good.
Got to have a tree, right?
Gotta have a tree.
It's Christmas. Yeah. And so now that you have the tree, our friends at Armstrong Garden Centers want to give you a $75 gift card so you can go in there and get decorations for the tree and maybe some stuff for the house too, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No worries about a Christmas dinner. Barron's Market to the rescue. They have a $100 gift card for you to buy everything you need for a lovely Christmas dinner.
Oh, my God.
Our friends at Better Off Med Spa, they wanted to give you what they call a really cool holiday stocking, and it's full of some of their skin products. And they put in each of these holiday stockings $200 in cash.
Oh, my God.
Woo. For extra things that you may have coming up over the holidays. I don't know if you've been to Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza at 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista, but there's a $100 gift card in this for you to take the family out and have a little pizza, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Maybe you could even go after you go to SeaWorld.
Because you guys are going to SeaWorld.
We have some tickets for you to go to SeaWorld, too. So I understand you have three daughters?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about your daughters, because we want to put some toys under the tree. Well, not necessarily toys because they're older, but we're going to put some stuff under that tree for your daughters. Who is the oldest?
Her name is Kaya.
Kaya?
She's 15. They're my inspiration. They keep me going.
Oh.
What does she like to do?
She's really big on advocacy. She loves to be in her books. She's really all about school.
Wow, that's great.
Great kid.
Wow. And she loves water polo. She's on a water polo team.
She is. We heard there might be a little issue with that in the pool, with her not being able to wear her glasses.
Yeah. They said that she needs to have contacts, but at this time I can't afford the contacts.
Well, wait a minute. Kate is too great of a kid to be held back just because of contact. So would it be okay if we gave you a $300 Visa gift card so you can get the eye prescription and a year of contacts?
That would be so great.
No more glasses in the pool.
Right?
You can't wear glasses in the pool. You can't even do that.
I was like, put the glasses on and put your goggles over it.
That doesn't work.
Oh, just like a mom.
You know what? Don't worry about it anymore. That is off your list. She's got contacts coming her way, so she's going to be good.
And so now tell me about your other two daughters. Who's the middle daughter?
Lyric, typical teenagers, loves fashion, loves music. And then my 9-year-old, Kiana, she's into Roblox and arts and all that.
Well, and they share a room, don't they?
Yes, they do.
We heard they wanted to each decorate their room separately.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is give each of your daughters, Kaya, Lyric, and Kiana, a $200 gift card to Target so they can get whatever they want and trick out their rooms.
Oh, thank you. They would be so excited for that.
We also mentioned before we have some things from our friends at San Diego Family Magazine that we can wrap up and put under the tree too. So they'll have
all kinds of
lots
stuff.
Of stuff to open up on Christmas morning. Tell me about is there any water leaking in your house right now or what's going on there?
My plumbing, the upstairs shower leaks downstairs, so there's kind of like a hole in the top of my roof from it leaking.
Well, that's not good.
I tried to do the insurance claim and they said it doesn't cover. So
got it. Well, and you know, so you know as well as we do, plumbers are really expensive. They can be awfully expensive.
Yes.
And so I get why you haven't fixed that. But here's what we want to do. We want to give you, to come in and help with that plumbing, $1,000 to fix your plumbing.
Oh, my God.
No more leaks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'll help out a little bit, you think?
Yes. It would be a big weight off of my shoulders.
Good. Again, that's what we're trying to do is just, you know, lift some of the pressure so you can breathe and relax and enjoy your family and have a nice holiday. What's going on in your kitchen?
The stove. My stove. I bought a stove off of somebody online and got it home, and then now I have to use pliers to turn it on. And
No. Okay, Mom, it's not safe, is it?
No. Not at all.
We don't think it's safe either. So here's what we're going to do. Because you have that from Barron's Markets, you got the Christmas dinner. You have to cook it somewhere.
You have to be able to cook it, right?
So if it's okay with you, we would like to get you a brand new Whirlpool stove that you can replace that with, a brand spanking new one.
The knobs will work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just wanted you to have a kitchen that works and that's safe because the kids are around and you're cooking meals all the time. So we just wanted to make it a little bit easier for you. Now, the other thing we find out, Katie, around Christmas time is that because there's so many bills coming in and money is tight and all that, we thought if we could do something to free up a little cash for you so you could do your Christmas shopping or do whatever you guys wanted to do, we wanted to pay your rent for December $1,500.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
Very welcome.
Will it help out a little bit?
It's going to help out a lot.
Mom, you said at the very beginning, you said, I really want to help my daughter out, but I just can't. Well, I think you just did.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I just can't explain how grateful I am. There is a sense of, I told her, I don't care, I'm 66, and I do believe.
You do believe.
Ho, ho, ho.
We do, too. And I'll tell you what, Jennifer, you're a great mom. You've raised a great kid. And Katie, you are an incredible mom. And it sounds like you have some incredible kids. And we're so happy that we can help out this year.
Thank you, guys. Keep in the faith.
You're welcome.
You guys just made it even more better.
All right, well, listen, there's only one more thing I need to make this wish come true, and that's a Merry Christmas. I need it on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.